The humanitarian community condemns in strongest terms the attack on humanitarian workers and assets in Pibor, in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. We are united in our call for an immediate end of these repeated attacks of violence against civilians and humanitarians.
That's Annette Hans, deputy head of UN OCHA in South Sudan. In a recorded statement to South Sudan in Focus, Hans also said several armed attackers broke into an international NGO compound in Pibor last Wednesday.
At least one humanitarian worker was beaten and required medical attention. The attackers targeted the NGO looking for cash and other assets and stole these valuables.
Earlier this month, unidentified attackers killed two aid workers in the Abyei administrative area and another aid worker in Jonglei State. Peter Bander Awarat, humanitarian coordinator Heart Interim for South Sudan, said in a statement released today, such attacks on humanitarians who provide critical services to the most vulnerable people are beyond comprehension, adding, the ongoing violent attacks against humanitarians inadvertently hamper the delivery of much-needed life-saving support to millions of people affected in times of escalating conflict. Awarat says the victims are humanitarian workers, most of whom are South Sudanese nationals. He says the indirect victims are the most vulnerable, whom humanitarian workers serve in many communities. South Sudan is one of the most dangerous places in the world for aid workers. 9 humanitarian workers were killed in the line of duty and 450 incidents were reported last year, and 3 humanitarian workers have already been killed this year, according to OCHA. OCHA says protecting humanitarian workers and civilians is the duty of South Sudan authorities, and the humanitarian community is calling on authorities to do all they can to stop attacks on humanitarians and civilians and bring the perpetrators swiftly to justice. It says ending impunity and ensuring accountability is critical to protecting humanitarians and civilians alike and to bringing long-term peace to South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.